Moving the Gemara, Dafyon Beis, Reb Shimon holds that Avodas are kasher b'smol. Kibol b'smol is kasher for Reb Shimon. Zark b'smol is kasher for Reb Shimon. So basically, you could do Avodas b'smol. The only exception is Kmitza. Kmitza has to be b'yamin, and Matan Dam Chatas also has to be b'yamin for Reb Shimon. So the shaila is, what's the getter hadvarim over here? If he holds Avodas are kasher b'smol, then why suddenly, when it comes to Kmitza and Matan Dam Chatas, does it have to be b'yamin? If it does have to be b'yamin over there, l'chayr should be b'yamin everywhere. What's the getter hadvarim that sometimes the Avodah has to be b'smol? And sometimes and b'yamin, and sometimes not. So the Biskrav over here says a very nice hezbe. He says that Avad Reb Shimon holds that all avodas are kasher b'smol. There is no din that avodah has to be b'yamin like the other Tanaim hold. Avodas are kasher b'smol, and that's a din by all avodas, bezuka and kabbalah and everything else. But when it comes to this lima that kmitza has to be b'yamin, it's not the pshat that the Torah is saying that over here kmitza, the avodas are kmitza needs yamin. Avodah doesn't need yamin mitan avodah, but it needs yamin because that's its makom. The makom of kmitza is in the hand, in the right hand. That's the makom where it has to be. Just like we say, ragel ragel chalitza, that the chalitza has to be done on the right foot, and eisen eisen l'ritzia, over there, it's about a not a din of avodah b'yamin. There's no din of avodah there at all. It's a makom. The makom is, it has to be done on the ragel yamin, the ragel of yamin. That's its makom. So over here, the tais mechadish, chalitza is done in the hand, which is yamin. Matan dam chatas is done b'yamin, but it's not a din of avodah b'yamin. It's that's its makom. So then it makes sense. All avodas are talking kosher b'smol. Over here, the Taz Mechadish, that this is its makam is b'yamin, but not midin avayda b'chla. That's has a b'skrab, which is mazba very well, why there's a chiluk between these different inyanim. But I saw a very shtaka kasha in this from Reb Shmuel Eliezer Bedil in his Shurim of Yom Menachis. He says from Taisus is mashma not like this, because Taisus says, the big Taisus, the Masal Bahare Zika, that Lefir Ben Atam, he has a tzad to say that there is a Tana, that Lefir of Shimon, there's a makam to say that one could learn out from Zrika of Dam Chatas to all of Avodas, that they all need B'yamin as well. So Shimon himself doesn't hold that way, but you could, there's a makom to learn out from Zrika to Shar Avodas if you're of Shimon. Now, if you learn like the Biskarav, then the that doesn't make sense, because the din of Yamin by Zrika of Dam Chatas is not a din of Yamin of Avodah. It's a special din that's its makom. So how can you learn out from there to other Avodas that they also need to be B'yamin? There's no din over here that Avodah has to be B'yamin. So it's Mavur from Rabbeinu Tam, that he held that even by Dam Chatas, the Pshat is over there, it's different, and the Avodah has to be B'yamin, and maybe you can learn off from there to other Avodas, which is not like the Biskarav, unless you say the Biskarav is not going in Rabbeinu Tam, which is not the Pashas. It's Arachim to say he's not going in Rabbeinu Tam. So that's hard on the Biskarav, that the Pashas in Rabbeinu Tam is Mashma, that he understood that the fear of Shimon, there's an exception, and by these in Yana, by Kmitz and Chatas, and needs Yamin Midin Avodah, but not Midin Makam, like the Biskarav wanted to learn.